others that have guarantees that have been placed, effective policies and procedures that ensure, amongst other things, number one, the student's entitled to a right or his access to a fair and appropriate public education, and that student disabilities and their parents are afforded the procedural safeguards found in Section 1415 of IDEA. And if you look at those procedural safeguards, what it entitles a parent to do is if a student between has to level service between a parent and an agency, a public agency, they have the right to be represented by counsel. They have the right to be impartial hearing officer to hear the case. They have the right to be pro witnesses, cross-examine witnesses, and ultimately they have the right to appeal the decision if they disagree with the outcome.
As I read the statute, the ALJ has jurisdiction over, quote, related issues to related services. And related services appears to be defined as including physical occupational therapy, quote, as may be required to assist a child with a disability or benefit from special education. That's to say, related services include therapy, but only insofar as it's educationally relevant and is not sustained as a benefit is medically necessary. So, if I read it this way, if there is a situation in which some physical therapy is sustained necessity, but is not educationally relevant for this credit here, is the ALJ in jurisdiction to say this is medically necessary, even though it's not related services
and not
by the issue of the court of alleged Thank you. Whereas there is no dispute that occupational physical therapy may constitute related service under UUD, such that a student with special needs will be entitled to perform a pursuit of their primary program of education. However, state and federal law mandate that those services must be provided by local education agencies. In fact, here, the public settled those agencies because he's legally responsible under state and federal law to provide any occupational physical therapy that may be necessary for education services. They settled and agreed to the level of occupational physical therapy necessary for such educational needs. Then they turned around and sought occupational physical therapy from the California Utility Services Program, the California Education Services Program, as well as the Virginia. He's been in existence for over 90 years, well before the IDEA, well before the Medicaid, when the California legislature was clearly taught that funding matters, but in some cases, children who receive special education services through the local education also receive medical necessary services from CCS. Responsible for ensuring that a student receives their necessary services. These are expertly delegated responsibility. And in that case, the local education agencies are responsible for providing any services, occupational therapy or physical therapy, pursuant to government concepts in what is received in their case or case. In a situation where I understand the words too little, the question of is the medical necessary or is it education necessary? What is the ALG to look up? However, it comes to the question in this situation, would the ALG take what he exceeds his authority in that his jurisdiction under the regulations governing due process hearing, wherein occupational physical therapy are in dispute? He is mandated to rule according to Executive Convention 75582. And in that provision, the legislature clearly stated that any services, and this is only occupational and physical therapy services, and for services that the California Department of Health Care Services has not determined to be under the necessary, it shall be provided by the local education agencies, which is clear. Now, in this case, though, services and how it's defined to include occupational therapy. me. I'm just trying to figure out when California law defined related services and teachers for both include occupational therapy. And so it's said that there are exclusions that include necessary occupational therapy for purposes of that definition. I'm just having a little trouble understanding why you're creating that definition.
Your department is not responsible for your department's services.
The regulation defines the jurisdiction. The California regulation says that he must rule according to the government rule provision. That defines responsibility. Well, the regulation that defines the authority that he must proceed in. It says for hearings related to the provision of occupational and physical therapy, the hearing officer shall rule according to the provision of section 5.75a. And 5.75a is the section that defines for any circumstances where the department doesn't determine that it's necessary occupational or physical therapy is required, but it is education is required. It shall be provided by the home education agency. In other words, when a hearing officer rules in a due process proceeding that involves this question of occupational physical therapy responsibility, the responsibility is an education necessary for the home education agency to provide it. And then that entity can seek to recover if it believes that the agency. However, in this case, and in the other administrative cases cited by the parents of students are settled with the local education agencies. Agreed to allow the services the local education agencies will provide, and continues to compel the Department of Health and Services to provide more occupational and physical therapy through the CCS program.
And then they ask you, this question that was asked to your opposing counsel, but I'm just curious, when will occupational therapy services be educationally necessary but not medically necessary? Those are the same statements in
or if those occupational and disciplinary services are necessary. I think a level beyond that, but then provided elsewhere in the case, takes the question of medical necessity out of the ALJ and puts it briefly where it belongs under the policy of the Department of Health Services. The CPS will only provide services that are medically necessary. This is actually sets forth what it means to be a service
for hearings related to provision of occupational therapy. The hearing officer will rule according to Government Code Section 7775 by the state which specifies notwithstanding the other provision of the CPS criteria that says that health services is provided medically necessary therapy. I mean, that goes directly to your position because I don't think that the ALJ has jurisdiction over this question.
Well, the defense will smile at what the ALJ has jurisdiction over this question. Is it the district court rule that comes to the question? So I'm prepared to concede for purposes of this argument that the ALJ has jurisdiction to rule this question over the ALJ.
I'm sorry, that's just my voice. The ALJ is in the jurisdiction.
So thank you. So we argue below, as we argue to the ALJ, that the ALJ had no jurisdiction over the Department of Health Care Services. It was the sole respondent in the administrative hearing of the hearings before the administrative law judge. And what we argue in the proposition is that the Department of Health Care Services is not the proper respondent because the Department of Health Care Services doesn't provide educational services. It provides only medical services.
And the response to this is interesting.
Thank you.
necessary
my job is to represent students and teachers.
understand that I can. In this particular case, the school district has engaged in the mediation process. IKEA is focused on the basis of encouraging parties to resolve these disputes as quickly as possible. In 2004, the applicants reauthorized the inquiry resolution process to essentially set in step to try to resolve these cases, which in theory gave the police services the ability to use as quickly as possible. So this refused to participate in that process, and so as a result, we had to close the school district. We certainly did have to agree with everything we got out of the settlement, but we did what we could, which is what we thought was the best for JC, and then we moved forward with the remaining entities to get into the case. I'd also like to point out, in regards to how these determinations are made, in the context of the process, we need to understand that in all cases, an individualized education plan, and each student has individual needs, supports, and services, and that is in statute, Chapter 26.5, dispels a parent of their right to go through the process and ask individuals to determination as to which agency is responsible for what service, and that's precisely what we did in this case.
Thank you. Thank you.